Section 6. Navigating the roads, traffic lanes. A traffic lane is a section of road for a single line of traffic. Lane markings. Lane markings on road surfaces help drivers know which part of the road to use and understand traffic rules. Single solid yellow line. A single solid yellow line marks the center of a road with two-way traffic. Do not pass a vehicle in front of you if there is only one lane of traffic going your direction and a solid yellow line on your side of the road. Double solid yellow lines. Do not pass over double solid yellow lines. Stay to the right of these lines unless you are in a high occupancy vehicle, say as interpret as characters, hovsayas. Carpool lane that has a designated entrance on the left. Instructed by construction or other signs to drive on the other side of the road because your side is closed or blocked. Turning left across a single set of double yellow lines to enter or exit a driveway or private road or make a U-turn. Two sets of solid double yellow lines spaced 2 or more feet apart are considered a barrier. Do not drive on or over this barrier, make a left turn, or make a U-turn across it, except at designated openings. Broken yellow line. A broken yellow line indicates you may pass if the broken line is next to your driving lane. Only pass when it is safe. Single solid white line. A single solid white line marks traffic lanes going in the same direction. This includes one-way streets. Double solid white lines. Double solid white lines indicate a lane barrier between a regular use and a preferential use lane, such as a carpool. Say as interpret as characters. Have say as on. Lane. You may also see double solid white lines in or near freeway on and off ramps. Never change lanes over double solid white lines. Wait until you see a single broken white line. Broken white lines. Broken white lines separate traffic lanes on roads with 2 or more lanes in the same direction. End of lane markings. Ending freeway and street lanes are usually marked with large broken lines. If you are driving in a lane marked with broken lines, be prepared to exit the freeway or for the lane to end. Look for a sign that tells you to exit or merge. Yield line. A yield line is a solid white line of triangles that shows approaching vehicles where to yield or stop. The triangles point towards approaching vehicles. Choosing a lane. Traffic lanes are often referred to by number. The left or fast lane is called the number one lane. The lane to the right of the number one lane is called the number two lane, then the number three lane, etc. Here are some tips for choosing a lane. Use the left lane to pass or turn left. Use the right lane to enter or exit traffic. Changing lanes. Before you change lanes, signal. Check your mirrors. Check traffic behind and beside you. Look over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move to make sure the lane is clear. Check your blind spots for other vehicles, motorcyclists, and bicyclists. Do not let the vehicle drift into another lane. Be sure there is enough space for your vehicle in the next lane. It is not necessary to slow down before a lane change. Stay in one lane as much as possible. Do not weave in and out of traffic. Last-minute lane or direction changes may increase the risk of collisions. Once you start moving through an intersection, keep going. If you start to make a turn, follow through. If you miss a turn, keep driving until you can safely and legally turn around. Types of lanes, passing lanes. On a multi-lane road, the passing lane, far left lane, is the lane closest to the center divider and is used to pass other vehicles. Carpool, high-occupancy vehicle, say as interpret as characters, HOV sayas. Lanes, and say as interpret as characters, HOV sayas. Lane is a special lane reserved for carpools, buses, motorcycles, or low-emission vehicles with decals. To use an say as interpret as characters, HOV sayas lane, one of these must apply. You have a certain number of people in your vehicle. There will be signs at the on-ramp or along the road to tell you the minimum number of people. Road signs also list the hours when the say as interpret as characters. HOV say as rules apply. You are driving a low-emission or zero-emission vehicle. You must display a special say as interpret as characters, DMV, say as, issued decal. You are riding a motorcycle. Unless otherwise posted, the road surface in a say as interpret as characters. HOV say as lane is marked with a diamond symbol and the words carpool lane. Do not cross over double solid lines to enter or exit and say as interpret as characters. Hovey Sayers Lane. Use designated entrances and exits. Center left turn lanes. A center left turn lane is located in the middle of a two-way street. It is marked on both sides by two painted lines. The inner line is broken and the outer line is solid. Use the center left turn lane to prepare for and make a left turn or U-turn. It is not a regular traffic lane or passing lane. You may only drive for 200 feet in the center left turn lane to turn left from this lane. Look for other vehicles coming toward you in the center left turn lane. Signal. Look over your shoulder to check your blind spots. Merge completely into the center left turn lane so you do not block traffic. Turn when it is safe. Turnout areas or lanes. Some two-lane roads have special turnout areas or lanes. Merge into these areas or lanes to allow cars behind you to pass. You must use a turnout area or lane to let other vehicles pass when you are driving slowly on a two-lane road, where passing is unsafe, and there are five or more vehicles following you. Bicycle lanes. Bicycle lanes are for bicyclists only and run alongside vehicle traffic. They are typically marked by a single solid white line and signs. They are sometimes painted bright green to make them easier to see. It is illegal to drive in a bicycle lane unless you are parking, where permitted, entering or leaving the road, turning within 200 feet of an intersection. There are multiple types of bike lanes and markings. Bike lane, established along streets adjacent to vehicle traffic, typically marked by a single solid white line that turns into a dash line near an intersection. Buffered bike lane uses chevrons or diagonal markings to provide greater separation from traffic and on-street parking. Bike route uses bike route signs and shared road markings to designate a preferred route for bicyclists on streets shared with vehicle traffic. Bicycle Boulevard prioritizes bicycle travel on streets shared with vehicle traffic. Separated Bikeway is physically separated from motor vehicle traffic and for exclusive use of bicyclists. They are also known as a cycle track or protected bike lanes. The separation may include flexible posts, grade separation, inflexible barriers, or on-street parking. Shared roadway bicycle markings alert drivers that bicyclists can occupy the lane and help bicyclists maintain a safe lane position in traffic. Note, check your blind spots before entering a bike lane. If you drive a motorized bicycle, use caution to avoid other bicyclists. Travel at a reasonable speed and do not endanger the safety of other bicyclists. Turns, right turns. To make a right turn, drive close to the right edge of the road. If a designated right turn lane is available, enter at the opening. You can drive in a bike lane within 200 feet from the turn. Check for bicyclists in your blind spots. Watch for pedestrians, bicyclists, or motorcyclists between your vehicle and the curb. Start signaling about 100 feet before the turn. Look over your right shoulder and reduce your speed. Stop behind the limit line. A limit line is a wide white line that shows the drivers where to stop before an intersection or crosswalk. If there is no limit line, stop before you enter the crosswalk. If there is no crosswalk, stop before you enter the intersection. Look both ways, left, right, left, and turn when it is safe. Complete your turn in the right lane. Do not turn wide into another lane. Right turn against a red light. You may turn right at a red light after a complete stop unless there is a no turn on red sign. Follow the same steps listed above for right turns. Right turn against a red arrow. You may not turn right if you are stopped at a red arrow light. Wait until the light changes to green before making your turn. Right turn at a public transit bus lane. It is illegal to drive, stop, park, or leave a vehicle in an area designated for public transit buses. Signs will be posted to indicate the lanes are for bus-only use. However, you may cross a bus lane to make a right turn. Example of a right turn. Right turn onto a road with a dedicated lane. A dedicated right turn lane does not merge into another lane and allows you to make a right turn without stopping. You may make your turn even if there is a red light for vehicles going straight through the intersection. If there is a traffic light or sign on the right curb of the right turn lane, you must obey that light or sign. Always yield to pedestrians in a crosswalk when turning. Left turns. To turn left, drive close to the center divider or into the left turn lane. Enter a designated left turn lane at the opening. Do not cross any solid line. Enter a two-way center, left turn lane within 200 feet of the turn. Respect the right-of-way of any vehicle, bicyclist, or motorcyclist already in the lane. Always yield to pedestrians. Start signaling 100 feet before the turn. Look over your left shoulder and reduce your speed. Stop behind the limit line. If there is no limit line, stop before you enter the crosswalk. If there is no crosswalk, stop before you enter the intersection. Look both ways, left, right, left, and begin your turn when it is safe. Proceed into the intersection while turning to complete your turn in the left lane. Do not turn the steering wheel too soon and enter the lane of oncoming vehicles. Keep your wheels pointed straight ahead until it is safe to start your turn. If your wheels are pointed to the left and a vehicle hits you from behind, you could be pushed into oncoming traffic. Accelerate smoothly during and after the turn. Allow the steering wheel to straighten in the new lane. Left turn against a red light. Left. Turn against a red. You may turn left against a red light when you are turning from a one-way street onto a one-way street. Make sure there is no sign prohibiting the turn. Yield to other vehicles, pedestrians, or bicyclists who have a green light. Look both ways and turn when it is safe. U-turns. A U-turn is when you turn your vehicle around to go back in the direction you came. To make a U-turn, signal and use the left turn lane or far left lane. You may make a U-turn across a double yellow line. In a residential district, if no vehicles are approaching you within 200 feet, at an intersection on a green traffic light or green arrow, unless a no U-turn sign is posted. On a divided highway, if a center divider opening is provided, never make a U-turn where a no U-turn sign is posted, at or on a railroad crossing. On a divided highway by crossing a dividing section, curb, strip of land, or two sets of double yellow lines. When you cannot see clearly for 200 feet in each direction. On a one-way street. In front of a fire station. Never use a fire station driveway to turn around. In business districts, the part of a city or town where most offices and businesses are. Examples of turns. The descriptions below refer to the numbers next to the cars in the images. Watch for pedestrians, motorcycles, and bicycles between your vehicle and the curb. When making turns, there may be signs or arrows that indicate you can turn from or end in more than one lane. 1. Left turn from a two-way street. Start the turn in the left lane closest to the middle of the street. To reduce the risk of collision, end the turn in the left lane closest to the middle of the street going in your vehicle's direction. 2. Right turn. Begin and end the turn in the lane closest to the right edge of the road. Do not swing wide into another lane of traffic. 3. Left turn from a two-way street onto a one-way street. Start the turn from the lane closest to the middle of the street, far left lane. If there are three or more lanes in your direction of travel, you may end your turn in any lane that is open. 4. Left turn from a one-way street onto a two-way street. Start the turn from the far left lane. To reduce the risk of collision, end the turn in the left lane closest to the middle of the street going in your vehicle's direction. 5. Left turn from a one-way street onto a one-way street. Start the turn from the far left lane. Bicyclists can legally use the left turn lane for their left turns. If there are three or more lanes in your direction of travel, you may end your turn in any lane that is open. 6. Right turn from a one-way street onto a one-way street. Start the turn in the far right lane. If safe, you may end the turn in any lane. 7. Turn at a T intersection from a one-way street onto a two-way street. Traffic going straight through the intersection has the right of way. You may turn either right or left from the center lane. Braking. Remove your foot from the gas pedal, accelerator, and allow the vehicle to slow down. Lightly press the brake until you come to a full stop. Give yourself enough space and time to perform this maneuver. When stopping at a limit line, do not cross over the line. If stopping behind a vehicle, leave enough space to see their rear wheels. Merging and exiting. Merging. Highway traffic has the right of way. For more information, see Right of Way Rules, Who Goes First in Section 7. When you enter a highway, you will need to be in the proper lane on the on-ramp, be at or near the speed of traffic, Merge into highway traffic when safe to do so. Do not stop unless absolutely necessary. Merge into a space large enough for your vehicle to safely join the lane. Use your mirrors and turn signals. Turn your head quickly to look over your shoulder before changing lanes or merging into traffic. Make sure you can stop safely by leaving 3 seconds of space between you and the vehicle in front of you. Do not cross over any solid lines when merging. If you need to cross several lanes, signal and cross them one at a time. Check your blind spots for vehicles, motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians each time. Exiting. To exit a highway safely. Know your exit and be aware of when it is approaching. If you plan to change lanes, do so one at a time. Signal and look over your shoulder to check your blind spots. When in the proper lane, signal 5 seconds, approximately 400 feet, before you exit. Make sure you are at a safe speed to exit. Do not cross over any solid lines when exiting, crossing or entering traffic. When entering traffic from a full stop, signal and leave a large enough space to get up to the speed of traffic. To merge, enter, or exit traffic, you need a space that is half a block on city streets, which is about 150 feet, a full block on the highway, which is about 300 feet. Even if you have a green light, do not start across the intersection if there are pedestrians or vehicles blocking your pathway. When turning left, do not assume that an oncoming vehicle with its right turn signal on is turning before it reaches you. The driver may have their signal on by mistake or plan to turn just beyond you. Wait for the vehicle to start its turn before beginning the left turn. Passing. You must judge whether you have enough space to pass whenever you approach. An oncoming vehicle or bicyclist. A hill, curve, intersection, or road obstruction. To safely pass, the hill or curve should be at least 1/3 of a mile ahead. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions that may cause other vehicles to move into your lane. Do not pass. If you are approaching a hill or curve and cannot see if other traffic is approaching, this is very dangerous on 1- and 2-lane roads. Within 100 feet of an intersection, bridge, tunnel, railroad crossing, or other hazardous area. At crossroads and driveways. Unless you have enough space to return to your lane. How to pass? When you are going to pass on an open highway, signal that you plan on passing. Look over your shoulder to check your blind spots. Drive into the passing lane. Speed up to pass the vehicle. Signal and return to your original lane. You may pass on the right only when an open highway has 2 or more lanes going in your direction. The driver ahead of you is turning left, and you can safely pass on the right. Never pass on the left if the driver is signaling a left turn. You are on a one-way street. Never drive off the paved or main-traveled part of the road to pass. Being passed. If a vehicle is passing you or signals that they plan on passing, allow the vehicle to pass. Maintain your lane position and your speed. Parking. Parallel parking. Parallel parking is when you park in line with the road and other parked vehicles. To parallel park. 1. Find a space. Look for a space at least 3 feet longer than your vehicle. When you find a space, turn on your signal to show that you plan on parking. 2. Pull up alongside the vehicle in front of the space. Leave about 2 feet between your vehicle and the vehicle next to you. Stop once your rear bumper is aligned with the front of your parking space. Keep your signal on. 3. Check your blind spots. Look in your rearview mirror and over your shoulder for approaching vehicles and pedestrians. 4. Begin backing up. Turn your steering wheel to back into the space at about a 45-degree angle. 5. Straighten out. Begin turning the steering wheel away from the curb when your rear wheel is within 18 inches of the curb. You may need to pull forward and backward to straighten out. Your vehicle should now be parallel and within 18 inches of the curb. 6. Parking. Turn off your vehicle and set the parking brake. Before you exit your vehicle, look carefully for passing vehicles, bicycles, and motorcycles. Exit when safe. Straight line backing. To back up in a straight line, 1. Traffic check. Observe traffic and check appropriate blind spots. 2. Signal. Activate the turn signal before pulling up to the curb. Cancel the turn signal once completed. 3. check your blind spots, look in your rearview mirror and over your shoulder for approaching vehicles and pedestrians. 4. Begin backing up. Back in a straight line for 3 vehicle lengths while remaining within 3 feet of the curb. Stay aware of what is behind you when backing up. 5. Control. To maintain control of the vehicle, back at a smooth, safe speed and adjust the steering wheel when needed. Practice until you can keep the vehicle straight. Repeat steps 1 and 2 to pull away from the curb. Parking on a hill. When you park on a hill, your vehicle could roll due to equipment failure. Remember to set the parking brake and leave the vehicle in park or in gear for manual transmission. To park. On a sloping driveway, turn the wheels so the vehicle will not roll into the street, leave the vehicle in gear, and set the parking brake. Headed downhill, turn your front wheels into the curb or right toward the side of the road. Headed uphill, turn your front wheels away from the curb, left, and let your vehicle roll back a few inches. The wheel should gently touch the curb. Headed either uphill or downhill when there is no curb. Turn the wheels so the vehicle will roll away from the center of the road if the brakes fail. Downhill, turn the wheels toward the curb. Uphill, turn the wheels away from the curb. No curb, turn the wheels toward the shoulder of the road. Parking at colored curbs. Painted colored curbs have special parking rules. White, stop only long enough to pick up or drop off passengers. Green, park for a limited time. The time limit may be posted on signs or painted on the curb. Yellow, load and unload passengers and freight. Do not stop longer than the time posted. If you drive a non-commercial vehicle, you are usually required to stay with your vehicle. Red, no stopping, standing, or parking. Blue, parking for a disabled person or someone driving a disabled person with a special placard or special license plate. To learn more about disabled parking placards and license plates, visit dmv.ca.gov's Disabled Person Parking. Illegal parking. Never park or leave your vehicle. Where a no parking sign is posted. On a marked or unmarked crosswalk. On a sidewalk, partially blocking a sidewalk, or in front of a driveway. Within 3 feet of a sidewalk ramp for disabled persons. In front of or on a curb that provides wheelchair access to a sidewalk. In the cross-hatched diagonal lines area next to a designated disabled parking space. In a space designated for parking or fueling zero-emission vehicles, unless you are driving a zero-emission vehicle. In a tunnel or on a bridge, unless permitted by signs. Within 15 feet of a fire hydrant or fire station driveway. Between a safety zone and curb. Example of cross-hatched diagonal lines area. Double parked. On the wrong side of the street or on a freeway, except in an emergency. When a law enforcement officer requires a stop. Where a stop is specifically permitted. If you must stop on a freeway, park completely off the pavement and stay in your vehicle with the doors locked until help arrives. A vehicle that is stopped, parked, or left standing on a freeway for more than 4 hours may be removed. Electric vehicles. Local authorities can reserve parking spaces on public streets for electric vehicle charging. Driving green. Maximize your fuel efficiency while helping to lower emissions by following these practices. Speed up and slow down smoothly. Drive at a steady speed. Regularly inflate your tires, get oil changes, and check filters. Get rid of extra weight in your vehicle. For more information, visit fueleconomy.gov. Law enforcement stops during a law enforcement stop. Turn on your right turn signal to acknowledge that you see the officer. Move completely onto the right shoulder, even if in the carpool, say as interpret as characters, hovi say as lane. Stop in a well-lit area when possible. Turn off your radio. Remain inside your vehicle unless directed to get out by the officer. Roll down your window after stopping your vehicle and before the officer makes contact with you. The driver and all passengers should place their hands in clear view before the officer makes contact with them. Beginning January 1, 2024, law enforcement officers must state the reason for a traffic or pedestrian stop before they begin questioning related to a criminal investigation or traffic violation. An exception is made if an officer reasonably believes withholding the reason is necessary to protect life or property from imminent threat. The reason for the stop must be documented on the citation issued or law enforcement report completed. Your rights during the enforcement stop. If an officer asks your permission to do something, you have a right to say no. However, if you say no and the officer says they are going to do it anyway, you do not have a right to interfere with their actions. For example, an officer may request to search part or all of your vehicle. You have a right to decline that request, but the officer may have the legal authority to search your vehicle anyway under certain circumstances. If you do not want the officer to search your vehicle, you should clearly say that you do not give your permission, but you do not have a right to resist or obstruct the officer if they search your vehicle anyway. The driver of a stopped vehicle must produce a driver's license, proof of insurance, and vehicle registration when stopped by law enforcement. If a driver does not produce these documents, officers may conduct a limited search for them. An officer may also request the names or identification of passengers. Passengers can decline that request, but under some circumstances, the passengers may be required to identify themselves anyway. If passengers do not want to produce their identification, they should clearly say so. Passengers should not interfere with the officer's duties in conducting the traffic stop, and if an officer demands identification, passengers should not interfere with the officer's actions. During a traffic stop, an officer can legally require the driver and all passengers to exit or stay inside the vehicle. If you are told to exit the vehicle or stay inside, you must do so. In California, only federal law enforcement officers can ask you about your immigration status. California law prohibits state and local officers from asking drivers or passengers about their immigration status. If a California law enforcement officer asks you about your immigration status, you can decline to answer. In general, the First Amendment protects the right of drivers and passengers to record interactions with law enforcement in public spaces. If you are recording, you should immediately make that clear. You do not have a right to interfere with the officer's lawful duties during the enforcement stop, and you should not reach into concealed areas to retrieve your recording device without the officer's permission. If your recording is not interfering with the officer's ability to lawfully do their job, an officer cannot confiscate your recording device, delete the recording, or destroy the device just because you are using it to record. In general, you also have the right to deny a request to unlock a cellular phone or provide a password to it, though under some circumstances, such as if you are on parole, you may have to give permission in response to such requests. Finally, no government employee can retaliate against you just because you recorded something in public. Even if you believe your rights were violated, you should not engage in physical resistance or violence against the officer. If an officer does something that you believe violates your rights, you can voice your objection, but you should not physically resist. Everyone has the right to be safe during a traffic stop. Your safety and the officer's safety could be jeopardized if the situation escalates with physical resistance or violence. All members of the public have a right to file a complaint against any law enforcement agency, and it is against the law for any government employee to retaliate against you for doing so. You can file a complaint with the law enforcement agency that employs the officer. You have a right to be free from discrimination based on your actual or perceived race, sex, color, ethnicity, national origin, age, religion, gender identity or expression, sexual orientation, mental or physical disability, medical condition, or citizenship status. You also have other rights guaranteed by the United States and California constitutions, as well as California and federal laws. When you file a complaint, the agency that employs the officer must investigate the complaint. Links to contact information for California law enforcement agencies can be found at post.ca.gov/leeagencies.